Check, check. One,
are
two.
We are we podcasting?
Yes. And I know this isn't exactly what, first of all, we have to say this because we forget. Rate, review, subscribe.
Oh, yeah.
That's to this podcast. You can also watch this podcast on the YouTube.
On the YouTubes. If you put a the in front of anything, you sound super young.
Yeah.
That's how young people do it. They call
it the YouTube. My brother-in-law asked me, do you guys do that on purpose, right? And I was like, how dare you insinuate we are not young and aware of technology?
I think I sound cool. And then my son's like, what are you saying? Like, he's always doing, like, the Riz. Do you know about that? Like, if you've got the Riz, it means charisma. So I'm I'm like the Rizzard of Oz. And he's like, don't ever say that again. Because
did you come up with that? Because that's amazing.
No, I saw it on YouTube.
Oh, God, it's so good, though.
I know. I came up with other ones. And I was like, Rizzoli and Isles. And he goes, stop. I'm like, all right, that's fine. That tracks. Also, another thing we got to tell you.
Incoming. There's a chopper overhead. Chopper overhead, of course, because somebody got the memo alert that we're podcasting. Hey, 100%. You can also find us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter.
Twitter.
You guys, I got a solid tweet with 9 likes on it. It's really incredible.
We do real well on the Twitter. Jen actually does really good. Jen does most of our tweets, and then I will have a bad day and do one that works. That's how mine. If I'm not
it's from the heart, man. That's how those tweets work.
If I sit there and I'm like, I'm gonna come up with a clever tweet right now, I will read it 2 weeks later and be like the definite. It should be on just a website called Cringe.
I do too.
What if I? By the way, have you ever read your status updates from 2008?
That's what I was gonna say. I'm like, well, somebody's going through a dark phase or something. I don't know.
I would rather be dark than boring. Mine are like this. Is eating a salad. what? Who? And zero people liked it, or is waiting with her fingers crossed is what I saw. And I was like, stop being an asshole, Kristen, 2008 Kristen.
Mine are mostly about my kids. And I'm glad that people who know that I love them, because, they seem a little bit
frustrated. Those are different.
Frustrated.
I always say, people are like, I know I post too many pictures of my kids. I'm like, I love that you post pictures of your kids.
Too.
What I don't want is to see 25 pictures of a dead deer. I always know when it's hunting season.
Yeah.
And I love it because I don't love it, but I do get to see a lot of cousins I haven't seen in a while because they've been out staking out game.
Yeah,
and then
it's hard to get
here's
good
my buck.
Cell phone service.
Yeah, when you're, you would be surprised. It's probably
there's like a 5G
app for
tower.
That.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You're double downing for a deer tower and a 5G tower of the same.
Yeah. Ugh. Well, I grew horns, which is weird.
By the way,
I sat in that.
Yeah.
Tower.
Now you
were.
Now I'm the game.
Messed up.
Whoa.
Yeah.
There's a book there. Also, we're on tour.
We're
doing our live show, which is very exciting.
So fun, you guys.
We're going to be in some parts of the country we haven't been since our first tour, which I think is we're going to South Carolina, North Carolina.
Yeah.
We've never been to Madison, Wisconsin before. That's going to be a hoot.
We haven't been to Madison before?
Not Madison.
Okay.
Milwaukee.
We've worked the
general Midwest.
Circuit. Yeah.
Yes.
Is that, wait.
Did I just say that wrong?
Were we going to the Wisconsin Dells? Did I dream that?
We might be. We might be driving through it for sure.
Because that was my favorite vacation when I was a kid.
That was the only vacation.
Hold on,
when we
you
were kids.
Can take your African safari, and I'll take the Wisconsin Dells, you guys.
First of all, I did not know anybody that was going on an African safari.
No, I didn't either. I didn't know that was.
We were
a
like,
thing.
Do you
I
have a pup tent or an RV? Because if you have an RV, you're loaded.
I only saw it in Agatha Christie movies, so I didn't know people really did it. But I didn't even know Europe was a place that you
my friend is half Japanese, and I remember he went to Japan, and my head could not wrap around did you have to take a space shuttle? What was it like? Were people speaking Japanese? And he's eye rolling, you know? He's we're in Japan, dummy.
I probably did not pay attention as much as I should have in elementary school, middle school.
We know where I fall.
High
at.
School, college, yesterday. But my son is so, and your daughter's got to be too. Okay, they're both in the fourth grade.
Yeah.
State history is a big deal. I don't remember learning much about Nebraska.
I know
that
way
Willa
more
Cather
about the gold rush than I am.
That's what I was going to say. They're having a gold rush at school today. You know what I had to do? Paint 20 pounds of rock gold.
I think it has to do with the finding of a sparkly thing. I really do. Because if Nebraska would have had a gold rush, I would have been way more into it. But you know what I was into? When we would go on walks through a field, yes, that's what we would do sometimes on our outings.
Oh, yeah.
And you would find an arrowhead.
Yes.
It was the most exciting thing. So it's treasure. It's,
yes.
California represents like a treasure hunt.
I did like, and this will just go to show you how boring I am as a human and where we came from quite possibly.
Listen,
but when I was in college, we took a field trip in college
to
Nine Mile Prairie, which is the only unadulterated land left in the United States.
Neat.
It is 9 miles, square miles, of unplowed prairie land.
So it's all the same all as the, it's been.
All the original
Artifacts,
and it's different. Like the things that grow there are different than the stuff like right by it that's been plowed. Because
I love that.
It's really cool.
Like that's cool.
That's exciting. But Gold Rush, way more fun. They wore cowboy hats. They did a dance today.
It's fun.
They're having fried chicken.
Well, that
and
just
cornbread.
Sounds like every small town festival I grew up going to.
God, it's so fun. And so yeah,
I mean, come on now. The Gold Rush is a very fun part of history.
Yeah.
And like I can get behind that. Nebraska history. It was like, they were on the plains in a cabin. Everybody died.
Slept under a wagon.
Yeah.
I know. I did scare my kids by telling them, my daughter's studying weather systems and was like studying all the really exciting ones, you know, like hurricanes and stuff
tornadoes.
Like that. Yeah. And she chose to do blizzards as her project.
You're like, sit down.
Like,
I got
yep.
a tale to tell.
Let me tell you about 95.
Oh,
yeah.
95, the only time that school was canceled at the University of Nebraska in the like last 30 years was the blizzard of 95.
Let me tell you why. It was in October. The leaves were still on the trees, so all the tree branches fell, knocked down power lines
everywhere.
My brother went very shining and started cutting up furniture to like heat the place because it was really cold and there was no power.
People were blocked in. I just happened to be, I was mooching off them for free laundry.
Sure.
And it was that blizzard. And like, listen, when your parents live in the same college town as you and you don't want to pay for laundry and your mom always has something cooking, I just found myself at their house a lot.
Yeah.
So I took my laundry and we got snowed in, and we were snowed in their really nice house that had power. And I was like,
wonderful.
I'm not leaving. And they were like, oh, yes, you are.
My parents were lucky they didn't live in the town. I would have been like, hey, I need to ride home from iguanas. Yeah.
Absolutely not. Terry would have been nothing but she would have grounded me and I was paying my own way.
Oh, man. My dad was game for that.
Yeah,
he
would have been fine. I would have called your dad, but
I
my
know.
Mom,
and
no
he
way.
Would have come to get you, too. He was very quick. He's like, well, I've been up all night listening to records, so
that's
right. as well.
And he would have taken me and showed me all of his records.
You
players.
Want Burger King? I know a 24.
Absolutely,
yes.
I do, Jerry.
Like Taco
Absolutely.
Bell? Yeah.
And
yeah,
that's going to just help my hangover.
There.
My mom, I used to come out into the kitchen, like in my 20s. I was so hungover and I would sit at the table and she would like have her cup of coffee and just like stare at me and like slowly drink it. And she was like, rough night. And I was like, here we go. Like,
okay.
But you know what? I'm at their house. Like, they get to ask
the
questions.
Mom, I was up all night volunteering.
Yeah,
I only got 2 hours sleep and I'm going to head back and
went
serve
to a charity
meals.
Function.
Yeah.
It was a wet t-shirt charity function. I lost.
Yeah.
Big time. But I tried, Mom. I just took off the t-shirt. So there's a little, you know, scored some numbers, if you know what I mean.
Well, okay. This is the thing I was going to. Oh, anyways, I painted 20 pounds of rock. Gold. I used 4 cans of spray paint. And
that's going to be so fun. They're going to do the.
Yeah. So there's moms that like went and bought all the metal trays and poked holes in them. And then somebody brought up all these bags of soil.
Oh,
moms brought up food and stuff like that. So all I did was give myself brain damage. Like,
fair.
So much spray paint, you guys. It's so much harder than you think because you got to get all the sides. And by the way, rocks have like, they're like dodecahedrons. There are a million sides. There's so many. So
little crevasses that show you that you did a real shit job if you don't like move them over because you're like, I'm not bringing this like half painted rock. My husband would have given one swipe, called it gold, and been good.
I did like a gold and I was like, well, this is kind of dark. And then I did like a champagne and then it was too kind of white.
I'm going to put a nice little like toner on there.
So then I did a glitter spray and those glitter spray ones really
look
good.
The rocks are actually valuable because she spent $400
on spray. I mean, honestly, I should have spent more because they really would have been like keepers or something.
Yeah, they'll be nice in like a little like tray on the moms are like, get those for my island.
I honestly like in the morning because I did it at night. So I was like, I'm trying to hold
my. You always
my,
see stuff at night. I'm like dead dog tired watching
I'm trying to hold my my phone under my chin with the, you got to look at my ring app or my Arlo cams, like trying to hold it, so, like spray paint, not breathe too much. I'm sure it was hilarious, that hidden footage. But like, then I wake up in the morning, I'm like, well, some of these sides aren't painted at all. So I just
put
them
back in again.
The big heavy Ziploc bags and diluted craft paint that was gold and just like did this. And I was like, smart. I brought him in. I was like, this is my best I can do. I can't do anything better.
That's better than anybody. We had, this is funny because this goes into our conversation that we're going to have today.
Yes.
Did I get to tell you this whole thing?
No, is this about the, okay.
I think we got interrupted.
Oh.
When I was telling you, okay. I couldn't remember. I was like, oh, I've got to tell Jen this thing, but I should save it for the podcast, which is always a kiss of death. Yeah. I'm like, I can't.
This is what she does. We're at a party and she's like, oh my God, hold on. I'm going to save it for the podcast. And then I'm like, wait.
And then 14 times I come up and I'm like, should I just tell you now?
And I go, yes.
Oh, wait, I'm going to save it.
And then she has, she's oldest sibling, so she can like.
Yeah, I can hold on to it, but then I can't. Okay, but I think I just got distracted because we had a party and it was super fun. Everybody was there. Everybody was swimming. Great start of the summer. Anyway, so our school has this wonderful event every year. I think it's my favorite. It's called the Unity Fair.
Yeah.
And it's just where everybody sets up tables. And if you're from somewhere, you can set up a table. They don't literally, there's like.
Like from a different you country? Can be,
they, okay, so I'll give you an example. Okay. They have one from Korea. They have one from Thailand. And parents that have kids that go to the school set up the table. So they're active students there. So it's really cool
because
the kid dresses up in their cultural clothing or whatever. And like, they're like, hey, come over and try the food that my mom brought. And like the food is always like, well, my husband gets there right on time. So he can just graze all the countries. Yeah. It's like Epcot. You know, like you're just rolling through the different countries.
Smart.
But they also have an LGBTQ table.
Nice.
They have all these different kinds of tables that are representative of the population that go to the school, which I just love. And then they brought in these like salsa dancers that were teeny tiny, like littles, all the way to the teacher who was so spicy and abs for days. And I can tell you why she has those abs. She moves so damn fast and bends all the time. I was like, my husband and I were like, you know, doing that, like what I like to call the white mom shimmy, like where I'm standing on the side and I'm like
alternating snaps.
I'm like starting to get into it. Like, look at her. And like, she's popping her head and I'm popping my head. And all of a sudden I'm like, I'm sweating and I'm doing nothing. And like, she is bending 90 degrees and back up and 90 degrees and back up. And it was amazing.
Can I sidebar one second about, so the thing that I went to today for our school was our like multicultural event. And even though like my son is Gold Rush, they did, they represented, their grade represented
the United
States.
That's not what I thought
you were
going to say. Because the way you said it is like, my son is gold, and I'm like, golden, like Norwegian.
He's got very blonde hair.
Like blonde, blue. Like,
No.
That made me laugh.
But his grade was United States, so they were trying to represent like different countries, like ethnicities that go to our school or whatever. So there was like, the pre-K kids were Hawaiian and did a Hawaiian dance. I was like, I
can't
want to have another baby.
Yeah.
And then kindergarten did Mexico and it was adorable. And then it was like the Delilah's was an Israeli traditional dance.
Oh, cool.
And it was so super cute.
It's the best.
Yeah.
We loved it. It's such a warm feeling. And like, you know, my mom was a teacher in Nebraska for gee many Christmas. I think she clocked 46 years. And when we were growing up in the Midwest in like a little town, you know, I would say it's like 50 Shades of White, but like there were all these towns, like a German town, Polish town, Czech town. Like there
the
were
the Wilbur
little,
Czech Festival.
The Wilbur Czech Festival.
Everybody
Fest
knows
the
these
best.
Too, yeah.
So like it's, you know, we're not all from the same place, even in little tiny towns in the
Northern
Midwest.
Northern Europe, but still different
I'm saying,
place.
Look, yeah. You know, we all sunburn, but we're all from different places, you know?
Yeah.
So when my mom moved to Lincoln and she was a teacher there, she clocked that district alone had something like 200 different nationalities. And like, she had kids from Syria, she had kids from, but you're celebrating like, if you're a kid from that school and there's something that you want to celebrate, you get to put up a table. That's all there is to it. So like, that's what's cool about the Unity Fair is like, you're really celebrating like the population of your students and they are going to be different and bring things to the table. And it's so fun. So as I've said before, in the most respectful way, we have a really hot principal.
Oh.
And I am telling you, I'm not saying like hot. I'm saying like Benjamin Bratt kind of vibey from like Miss Congeniality hot.
Wait, Benjamin Bratt, am I right in thinking that he did the voices for in Coco?
Yes.
I just found that out this week.
He's like
What can't he do?
That's what I'm saying. And our principal, who is moving his shoulders, and I think I was like moving my shoulders at the same time, and then my husband was like next to me. We both were moving. I think my husband and I were both like, oh, if we were dancing,
you're both
with
competing
him, like,
for his affection.
Yeah, we were like, yeah. And then he's like, you guys have always been weird towards me, so just step
off. Yeah.
I'm gonna go on the other side of the circle, and I'm like, my arms
when's
are up.
Your kids what's grand, up? Moving on to the yeah, next school?
They're like, oddly, your kids
I
are
have
fine.
Been ogled enough by you two.
I listen, the everybody coming into the school thinks the same thing.
No,
so,
everybody,
oh, sorry.
No, everybody. People talk about him at other schools, yeah. And they're like
famous for being.
Oh,
he's awesome.
You mention your school, and they're like, "Oh, they
oh,
got,
hey, you know, that his principal's yeah, good looking." I'm yeah. like, "I don't know what you mean. Did he? Why were? Was, did he talk
did
about
he
me?
Say anything?
He
yeah.
say anything about me? Been trying to get on a group with him for the last 4 years.
Keeps
on
changing his number.
Keep changing it. Yeah, I'm not allowed. I don't know, blocked or something. But so the Unity Fair was going on. You know, I think you and I are the same. We have these moments where you're just so happy to be there, and you see your kids getting older, and all of a sudden, like, there's babies at the school, and my daughter's a fourth grader, and I'm like, oh my God, time is passing. She's got one more year at this school, and so I was taking everything in.
Yeah,
and
I
then,
told a mom today that I did not know. I go, I would steal that baby.
I know.
And I'm like, I'm joking.
I want to hold the babies. I want to see the kids. Yeah. Everybody's, you know, Eleanor walks up, and she's covered in all these fun, different, like, cultural tattoos. Like,
adorable.
Just they're having a best time. So my friend, I have a friend who is recently divorced.
Okay.
And she is a neighbor, and she's a dear friend, and her kids and my kids are very close. So my husband says, Jill's overworking at the single parents table. And I think, what? And Jill, if I may, is my friend, and she, there is nobody that is going to, she is the most type A, put together, detail-oriented person I've ever met. I told Jen, I think she probably has every dental appointment for her kids until they're like 40, ready to go. She's just very yeah. together.
It's my polar opposite in the universe.
So the thing I love about this is I hear this and I'm like, of course she did. She's so, you know, divorce is a tough thing. And
no.
And we've been there and we know both, and it's tough and it's... And
don't get me started on my parents, Kristen.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say, like, divorce is a part of life that happens. And if you're married, you're probably going to know someone that gets divorced.
Oh,
and
God,
maybe you
yeah.
end up divorced, or sometimes you think about divorce. That's okay.
Several times this morning,
I'm just saying,
I told my husband not to be late for the dance thing. He goes, I thought that was when doors open, not when it started. And I said, what gave you that idea? Because I texted you twice to say you need to get here. I'm saving you a chair.
Were you like, I think I need someone else? Like, sometimes I'm like, I need something
punctual.
Different.
Yeah.
And then I have to remind myself, what is the yang to the yang? Because I'm not having a good time. Anyway,
I'm not yin and his yang.
I'm not yin and his yang.
Late to the dance.
You want
to
get yin yang.
I did everything I could to get him there on time, Kristen.
I said, if you want to get yin and yanged, you better yeah. be on time for shit.
You better get your yang early. Yang there early.
Get yang early. So
yank your own yang.
So my friend Jill sets up this table, and I know her to be the person who's like, look, this is my situation, and I don't want to feel ashamed. I don't want to feel embarrassed.
No,
and
shouldn't.
I was like, I hear that she set up a single parents table, and I'm like, this is brilliant. Of course there's single parents at the school who feel like displaced.
You need to connect and stuff.
Connect. And then I'm like, oh, my God, is it like – a single parents table, like a dating situation? Because then I'm like, that's even smarter. Because, like, when are single parents going to go out? When are they going to meet people? They're all, like, totally overwhelmed by the internet stuff and the online stuff. And they feel icky about it. So they've got their kids and they're protecting their kids. But a school event with a singles table.
Smart.
Smart. So I tell Colin, I'm like, wait, what? So I'm like, I just wanted to peruse and see what kind of talent we had at the school. You know what I mean? So I walk around.
Hold on. You were trying to look at single men.
I was just trying to see what we had going on for my friend. I was just seeing who might be coming to that table.
Oh, good. Okay.
In an effort to support her.
Okay.
Jen.
Of course.
I wanted to see who was there. By the way, I looked over and Colin was 15 feet away. So we both were like, I just was curious. So I just want to know if I want to set someone up. Anyway, I roll around the table and I'm like on the outskirts, and this table is popping. There are so many people at it.
Wow.
And I'm like, what? So then I go up and I said to my friend Jill, I go, is this like working? Like, are you, do you, is this like, and there's a really cute gal sitting next to Jill and a really cute guy sitting next to her. And I was like, what is up, single table? Yeah. So then she goes, oh yeah, it's totally working. And she goes, do you want to look at a menu? And I'm like, oh, a menu?
What does that mean?
She gives me a menu. And so on the menu, it says single parents menu. And on the menu, it's like,
look, Mr. Wilson.
No, it was like, have a staring contest, take a walk together, go on a hike,
what?
Talk about your, so I'm like, this is the greatest icebreaker I've ever seen in my life. So then I'm confused. And I'm like, at this point, I'm leaning on the table. I'm like leaning at the table and I'm like scoping everyone out. And I see the kids and they're putting, like they're signing stuff up.
Siri, call attorney. Like to see what my options are real quick.
So I'm looking at, so I'm leaning on the table. I've completely like, I'm like, don't get any ideas. I got the old diamond ablazing, but it can be turned around if you know what I mean. So I'm looking at the table and she goes, I go to the woman that I don't know. I go, so is this, how does this work? Do the kids know that like their parents are single or something? And she looks at me and like, she can't like make sense of what I just said. And evidently I got it all wrong. It was a single parents table so that like the kid and the parent could spend time, quality time together. So it was like, it,
what?
You did not. So I was very confused going in.
Wait.
So the menu was for the kid to spend time with the parent. So like they're saying like, I think the table was meant for parents that are divorced, but they feel like they're not spending enough quality time with each kid. So I don't know. Look, I think it should be my point for this is that it should be a dating table.
So
and I think that's genius and it should be at every Unity fair.
Okay, hold on. I was so let me make sure I understand
okay,
this.
Because I think it's fair to get confused.
So it is parents who are single parenting.
Well, that's what I thought. But then there were so, I don't know. I was like, you're but really it's shades of gray here.
How to spend quality time with their child or
well the kids
because could, they're calling it the wrong thing, Kristen. I it's agree. Just like they should call it one-on-one table, like one-on-one with your kids or
well,
something.
Well, that's what I thought. Don't call it single parents table.
That's very confusing.
I mean, for us married people, we're like, yeah, but
get
like,
it, everybody.
Also, I would say, knowing that my friend was newly divorced, I just thought it was a single parents table of
Kristen's like, listen, I know she's not gonna be happy that I did this, and one day she's gonna thank me. Here's her information and her. A really good photo of her, a flattering photo. Like, and you know what? Him, that guy over there, he looks great. Can we hook that up? I know she likes staring contests. And they're like, ma'am, you're going to be escorted out. We warned you when it came to the principal. And now you've pressed too far.
I'm just saying the accident is the gift. And what I'm saying is I think every Unity Fair should have a single parents table
sure.
with a menu, but very clearly saying –
menus a
but
little
it was
aggressive.
Like a staring contest. I was like, what fun. But it meant for the kid and the parent.
Yeah.
I think the idea was like one-on-one time. And I was like, oh, this is the smartest thing I've ever seen. Also, like, I think you should have to go up and like put your picture in a book or something.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you know, be able to have like a catalog.
Like it's an old school. My mom met a husband that way, but it was
oh
a
my
video
God.
Dating.
You have
it
to
was,
talk about that. It's fucking amazing.
Which part? Okay.
It's well, amazing. And you know what? No shame on your mom because she was
no,
trying to date.
No shame about it. It's just, it dates me and it dates her. Like in terms of how
I
old
hear the story
is.
And I'm like, what? You didn't have the technology? You're so much older than me.
Yeah. No, it was... It was a you would go in, you'd get interviewed on VHS tape.
Yeah, kind of like that show, the dating. What was the dating show where there was one girl and then she'd see three bachelors and she's like, I picked number one.
Oh, we'll be back in two,
two
and
two.
Two. Yeah,
what was that? Love Connection.
Love Connection. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Many murders happened because one did. One murder did. From
You're
that
totally
show.
Right.
Yeah.
You're going to make
a
movie out of it. That was that was the one where the did it do boop 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 where the there's a wall in between the girl and the
oh,
three.
The dating game.
The dating game.
Oh.
A serial killer followed his person he was stalking
no.
and made it to the chairs.
No.
And guess what? She picked him.
Oh, my God.
Anyway,
there's
moving
so much.
On. I'm sorry.
There's so much.
Go back to the dating table. Okay. I just ruined it with a true crime, like, savoir faire. Ugh.
I know. Okay, so before
I know.
There were apps and stuff like that, you got interviewed and you were put on video, like getting interviewed about what you were looking for. And,
I think that's nice.
And my mom was just like, watched one and was like, that'll do. Did I say that? Yeah.
She's like, it's good enough.
They're divorced now, you guys. It's totally fine.
Listen, I really do feel like single parents and divorced parents, it is just something that, like, if you're not going through it or you haven't experienced it, it's hard to know what it's like. But having a friend who's going through it, I just see, like, it makes me empathetic because I'm like, oh, yeah, that would be hard. Like, how do you?
I think it would be impossibly hard because that's, yeah, like, even if you are married to somebody who is, like, a slug, they do one or two things that help you out during the day. If it's you on, yeah, your own with the kids, you are doing it all by yourself. And I
then
think,
there's that added component of, like,
when am I going to find time to brush my hair, let alone impress somebody?
Yeah, and it's like the shared custody and the,
oh God,
the kids go to one
drive
house. And,
time.
Now,
yeah,
listen, a lot of people are doing it and they're killing it. And I think if you get to that place, like if you are at that place, it's better that you're going to divorce. I think there's so much shame in the decision to end the marriage. But I'm like, if you've pulled the trigger that far, if you've gotten to the point where you've talked to an attorney or you've it's for the best.
Yeah,
I'm sorry to make a judgment call, but anybody who's like really beating themselves up whether they should have done it, I'm like, but as somebody who has a marriage that's like, listen, I'm not saying my marriage is bad. I'm just saying like we fight a lot and I'm always like, there's probably 2 days out of the week that I'm mad at him. But at the end of the day, like the idea of like separating just feels very far away.
Yeah.
But to those who have divorced or are single parents, it must be hard to have like a social network where you're not always like, oh God, I'm going to go to this party by myself. Or God, I'm going to like always angle like, oh, you, and then everyone's setting you up. Like I've got a funny cousin. Well, as yes, a lady who used to get set up by funny cousins.
Well, yeah.
Not my cousins. That was different. Cause one was, generally attractive, but I'm saying
her cousins are great. Yeah.
I know what it's like to be like 30 something and getting set up, which felt,
yes,
you never felt like it was a good thing.
I know.
I take pride in it. That's why I went to the single table. I was like, who am I working with?
It's definitely hard. And as somebody who did not have kids but was divorced, you do go through.
Oh, my God. I, yeah, keep forgetting this.
You do go through this long phase of being an odd number at places. And like people.
That must be terrible.
People say things and they don't mean to. Like I had a boss one time at a Christmas party be like, Jen, buy yourself again. Like, people, and he was like, I don't know. Maybe he was being an asshole. I don't know. But it's like people do say things and they don't mean to. Like you feel a little like nerves exposed. And
sure,
then somebody says something. You're like, well, I will be hammering drinks at the bar.
Yeah, any thought that I had that I was going to go undetected just went out the door.
Yep. Why don't you steal the DJ's a microphone and just announce it and see. And then you know what? It'll be nice when you're like, any takers? And there's none. Then I'll really decide to go home, you fucker.
Yeah.
God, there's nothing like, because that's what you feel like. You just sort of like go through a phase of feeling like, am I good enough? Am I wanted? And yeah, you are, you're going to get through it. I think probably, I would guess the like pinnacle of emotion is deciding to do it, you know?
Yes.
And then there might be like a relief kind
totally
of to it, but then you just have to figure out this new life. So my, nothing but empathy.
Sympathy and empathy. Well, yeah, you have both because you can.
To anyone. And definitely if you have kids, man. I mean, if I didn't have my husband to help me with the kids, I'm fully incapable. So
well,
my hat's
I think
off
the
to you.
Conversation is just like what starts to look different. And that those are sad. Those are yeah, hard things. And I think that keeps people in for a really long time because you're like, I just don't want to do Christmas apart. Or I just want to go,
yeah,
to one of their events and not feel weird. And those are, there's just no happy way of saying that that sucks. It totally sucks. But the thing I appreciated about my friend was she was like, I know this sucks and I know that there's shame involved. And so at this Unity Fair, I'm going to open this table. And she did have the intention of like bringing single parents to the table, but it wasn't for dating. It was for saying like, it was more, it wasn't quite so.
Maybe it was a genius cover though.
I was like, I just want to say that I think we should just stop with the kids of it all and make it just a single parents table, period, full stop. Like,
yeah,
like, hey, we're all going to go on a hike.
I don't know if you want to use the Unity Fair for like picking people up.
Why not?
But introducing
where
people
is a better
to
place?
Be like,
I'm
know,
just saying, if that is where you're a divorced parent and you're like, because, you know, everybody's like, you join your church, you know, and you're like, oh, good. Like,
what a horrible place to meet somebody.
I'm like, oh, God, this, this is probably not going to, it's not going to be the church, like the pub, the church. It's going to be like like Bible study. And I ain't going to do that. Yeah. But I liked the energy of what she did. And that like, she also had these cards out for therapists that help with coping with divorce, which I just think like,
that's wonderful.
I loved it. I thought, she is the person who will like do an about face and be like, here's my life and my, and I don't want to be alone. I mean, I don't want to even be alone. Like as a friend, I would like to have another divorced mom that I can talk to that gets my thing. And we build a community. So, you know.
And they're out there and they should connect. I believe she's starting a podcast.
She is called,
I heard her say,
May the Divorce Be With You.
Yes, that's it.
Big shout out to her. And, you know, everybody's doing their best.
She's very funny, very smart.
Yes.
Very organized. Very tall. Very tall.
And on that, can I do what is the opposite of a hot flash?
Cold flash.
Can I do a cold flash?
Freezer burn.
Freezer burn. Can I do a freezer burn on somebody?
Yeah, yeah.
Can I talk shit?
Shit,
can I go full tilt?
Oh, my God. Hold on. Look at me sit up in my chair. Yes.
Do you have anything? Like, I can really quickly react so, like, viscerally pissed about some things. And this is one of them. And I'm sure if you unpack this, you'll figure out why.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm into it. Okay.
I'm going to just talk. We might have to cut it. I don't know.
Let's see.
It was first of all, it was announced last week, and I'm going to get his age wrong, who the fuck cares, that Robert De Niro is going to have his sixth baby, and he is 79 years old.
Oh. Okay.
It was announced today that Al Pacino, at 83, and his girlfriend, who is 29, she is 9 months pregnant, and he is going to have a baby at 83.
Those two having a contest or what?
I think it's disgusting and terrible. I'm just going to say the thing you're not supposed to say. You do not have a baby at 83. You want to know what he said? In an interview, he goes, I know the importance of being a father. I know because my father left when I was 2. I was like, hey, Al, there's a big chance you're going to leave when your son is 2.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, you're going to leave planet Earth.
Yeah.
Like, you are not going to have or be there. My dad is the most important man in my life. Like, besides my husband, obviously. But the relationship I have with my dad is so incredibly important. And at my lowest times, I could call him and talk to him and he would talk me through. That baby will not have that, Al Pacino. He won't have it when he's born and he won't have it when he's 10. And everybody just takes that off the table because they're rich.
Yeah.
I hate it. I'm sorry.
Well, you can't buy yourself more time.
You can't buy more time. And you're 83. I swear to God, if someone's like, statistically, he could live to be 110. Great. But you're living from 83 to 110. At what point are you going to have a conversation with a 10-year-old that you understand anything? You have to understand who I am. I think the villages are awesome. I think being an older human is awesome. It is the goal. But there is a time and a place for you to have children, and it is not at 83. I'm sorry, Al Pacino. Nobody loves heat more than us. We put you in our children's book.
So much. We love it.
We literally wrote a line in our children's book about the movie Heat because we love it so much.
Yeah.
But I just think it's representative of somebody not following a certain, like, it's not the rules, because rules sounds like I'm like old, you know, sourpuss.
Oh, yeah. No.
But decorum or integrity or dignity.
Did they have their sperm like cryogenically frozen or something? Because sperm start going sideways too, just like our eggs.
Jury's
right?
out. Careful, Jen. You're going to start sounding critical of the male gender and then all shit's going to hit the fan.
Like,
nope, they produce perfect sperm until they're fucking 100. I don't know.
They don't.
There's all sorts of research that it's not safe because it's not like, oh God, these words that I'm using are like so old school, but like, we are supposed to have children at these certain times. And then you have
prom night. You're supposed to.
Prom night. You're supposed to get knocked up on prom night. Also, no judgment. I have a big window of acceptance, but my window shuts when you are 80 and you are trying to have a baby.
I think 80 is pretty generous. I think I at some point, like, God, I would love, I just threatened to steal a baby today. I would steal one. But guess what? I'm getting older and I start to do the math and that feels bad. Now,
you're not 80.
Right. Right.
Right. We all love the idea. Like, God, I mean, you see those babies and you're like, can I do it again? Can I do it right now? And maybe the answer is yes. Hillary Swank is crushing it. She just had a baby at 48. She had twins. And I'm like, yes. Like, I'm glad it happened for you. Like, I celebrate that.
Yeah.
I don't celebrate an 83-year-old man and a 29-year-old woman. It makes me feel unsafe. It makes me feel like, could you fucking imagine your kid walking in and go,
I thought
here's
you were
my boyfriend.
Say the wiener and the testicle length on that.
I mean, that's the other thing. I know there's women out there that are like, I just want to bang a rich dude. But I'm like, but you still got to deal with his wiener. You still have to deal with him. And you, if you're not attracted and you're banging for money, I just don't know how you do it. I don't know where you go. I was the opposite. I was like, you're hot and unemployed.
Yeah.
We should date for at least 2 years.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Jen. I'm fired
up. She's fired up. And I get it. I get it.
What am I trying to say, though? What is my real problem with it? Why am I so upset?
If I can go back to a podcast we did a couple weeks ago, a thing that upsets me about it is people like horrified at Martha Stewart for doing a swimsuit spread in Sports Illustrated. And then, but it's totally fine for an 83-year-old man
to have a baby.
Yeah.
To have a baby. Martha Stewart is on the cover of Sports Illustrated living her best life. And also she said, and I quote, I don't want to deal with any fuss. Like she when she was talking about dating, she's like, I'm still down to date.
Yeah.
I still want to have fun. I just don't want to deal with fuss. And I'm like, go Martha. I got no problems with that. I have a problem with an 83-year-old man having a baby and calling himself a father. I don't buy it. Al.
There you have it.
We might not be able to use any of this.
Well, I think we can.
I'm not worried about it because Al Pacino doesn't know how to use his phone. He's not going to know. He's not going to
see
this.
Go ahead. Send us an email and tell you 83-year-old fathers if newborns are great. Well,
I would like the emails to come from the 83-year-old fathers.
Hey, there's an 83-year-old out there who's like, I'm an IT expert.
Yeah, fine. But it ain't Al Pacino, okay?
Well, I think we just podcasted.
Yeah, I'm not going to do a mom box after that because I feel like we might have
That counts as a dad box?
No, it's a freezer burn.
Bye.
Freezer burn. Bye,
you guys.